For this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Environmental groups plan to push a set of climate bills at the state capitol this week. CPR Sam Brash reports it could put progressives on a collision course with the governor.
Here's to the earth, right?
Despite the cold, lawmakers kicked off their climate week in front of a giant ice sculpture of the earth. Aurora Democrat Dominique Jackson admitted the display will make a little more sense once the weather warms up.
It's going to turn right into a puddle, just like our snowpack that often melts a little bit too quickly.
The slate of legislation includes one bill to make Governor Polis enforce Colorado's emission reduction goals. His office has already objected, and it's unclear if there can be a compromise. Other bills would require new air testing and a sharper focus on environmental justice. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado's state pension fund won't eliminate fossil fuel companies from its investments. A state House committee blocked that proposal at the Capitol Monday. Progressive lawmakers brought the legislation to protect retirees from the financial impacts of climate change. Former state employee James Alsup testified and said he wasn't convinced.
If you pass bills that dictate to PARA what they can and can't invest in, you take on the role and responsibility of professional stock investor. None or few of you have that kind of expertise.
Senator John Hickenlooper joined a group of lawmakers that met with President Biden Monday to discuss jobs and infrastructure. Hickenlooper says there's a bipartisan agreement to improve public infrastructure, but gave no specifics. Biden invited senators and representatives like Hickenlooper, who have served as governors and mayors, saying that they have an understanding of how federal investment affects communities. The Colorado Symphony will open its summer season late next month after a pandemic shutdown. The symphony will perform in two concerts at Red Rocks. Attendance will be capped at 2,500 people, and masks will be required only in indoor areas. Mostly sunny across the state today. Snow returns tonight and tomorrow. This is CPR News.